BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Matt, I'm 24 and I'm from High Wycombe. You might not know this, but I embarrassed myself on popular TV show Countdown. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Thanks for introducing the show today.
That's okay.
So you've been a contestant on Channel 4's Countdown.
I have, yes.
Was it good?
It was okay. Considering that I just got a degree in English at the time, I thought, hey, you know, I'm going to storm this. I'm going to walk away with a teapot and everything that comes with it.
Feeling quite confident, weren't you?
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you be, really?
Is that your kind of game show? Because I'm more Take Me Out, really.
Well, Take Me Out, I'm not sure I've got the face for that. No, Countdown, I thought that was my forte.
So armed with your degree in English, you think, yes, I'm going to apply to Countdown, and you get on.
I do, yes. And I was, you know, a slow start. I lost the first couple of rounds. And then, unfortunately, the third round, I had this horrific set of letters come up, which, to be honest, was a challenge.
In what way?
Well, you know, you think on Countdown you can settle for maybe a 5 or 6 letter word. You know, that's okay, that's acceptable. And there weren't any 6 letter words, and there weren't any 5 letter words that I could see. So I panicked and I gambled and I went for a 4 letter word.
That is quite small, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, yeah, it's not really worth that many points. I mean,
to be honest, though, 4 letters is pretty much all I can manage on it.
Yeah, same with me as well.
Yeah, you shouldn't be too disappointed with yourself.
Well, you know, factor in the fact that I just spent 3 years at Leeds University studying English.
Oh, yeah.
So, not the best.
Can I just check, can you say this 4-letter word on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
So, Matt.
Yes.
You're on Countdown.
Yes.
What was your 4-letter word?
Fuge.
Who? What?
Fuge. Everyone's heard of fuge.
Fuge? F-U-G-E?
Yeah, like huge, but with an F.
What is that?
It's not a real word.
Like a centrifuge. Like, you know, one of those scientific things that goes round and round. A fuge.
And did you get it right?
Well, I think the other guy went for a 4-letter word, which was wage, which I believe is a word.
That is a word.
Wage is a word.
Fuge.
I went for fuge.
No.
And then Susie Dent looked at me with a stern face and said, no, that's not a word. Sorry.
Gutted.
Yeah. To be losing 20-0 after 3 rounds of Countdown and struggling to get a 4-letter word wasn't my finest hour.
So you went for a 4-letter word that didn't exist?
Yeah.
How did you feel as you were watching it back? Because it's recorded, isn't it?
Yeah, not the best. I was in an office surrounded by probably 30 people watching it back who also gave me the Susie Dent look of shame.
Oh.
I was getting Facebook and Twitter messages, not mentioning the fact that later in the numbers I did really well and only lost by a narrow margin. It was just a 4-letter word thing that really came back to bite me on the bum.
This is a disaster.
Yeah.
I bet you're gutted every time you see the word fuge now. I bet you can't look at it, can you?
Well, it doesn't actually come up that often.
No, funny that.
Not being a word.
not being a word.
But everyone I meet when I go out in, you know, the weekend and I meet people in the pub, I'll be getting on with people, and then I've got a friend who will come up right behind me and say, oh, you don't want to talk to this guy. He went on Countdown and struggled to get a 4-letter word.
Oh, come on.
So it's going to follow me now for the rest of my life, I think.
Yeah. Should we try and get fuge into the dictionary for you? Would that help you at all?
Well, it would, yeah. Because when people watch a show back in years to come, they'll be like, why is that not a word? Why have they not given you the points for that magnificent word?
And the thing is, you're going to be repeated on Dave until, what, for the next 30 years, so...
Yeah, I'd have thought so.
I'm just going to... Sorry, I'm just going to email the dictionary.
Email the dictionary immediately. What can fuge mean, though? Tell you what, it's fuge. Someone who has a degree in English but can't spell.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
That would sum it up, I think, yeah.
All right, we'll pass that on.
Okay, if you can do, yeah.
Well, listen, thanks for introducing the show today.
Thanks, Scott.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It appears that a lot of our listeners already use the word fuge. I really think that if we email the dictionary people...
Yeah.
Done that yet? Working on it?
Yeah, I can't find an address for the dictionary. I'm working on it.
Okay. If we do, though, I think we could possibly save this guy's embarrassment in years to come. Anna in Stafford already uses the word fuge. It needs to be, like, bigger than huge.
Right.
That is... fuge, like as in flipping huge.
Yes,
fuge. Like, for instance, I'll put it in context for you. Radio 1's Hackney Weekend. It's going to be fuge.
They should use that.
They should. I really think we've got a good chance with the dictionary people once you email them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Went to the premiere of The Dictator last night, which is good. It's quite short. It's a lot shorter than like Borat and Bruno, and you kind of know what you're going to get because you've seen the other two, but still brilliant.
Was it funny?
Really, really funny, and so wrong sometimes, but brilliant.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw the pictures. There's been loads of website pictures today of him turning up as the dictator in his car, his sports car that had been clamped.
The one with all the girls around him.
Yeah, the hot kind of army girls.
That's it. Yeah.
From Wadia, which of course is the country that he is the dictator of.
Right.
A very strange mix of celebrities in the audience for Dictator last night. It was the world premise. There's only one in a cinema in London on the South Bank, on the river. I spotted Russell Kane.
Yep.
I also spotted Sacha Baron Cohen, obviously. He didn't stay for the whole film.
Did he not? He sneaked out.
Yep. I also saw some people off Geordie Shore. Don't really know who they are.
Okay.
They were really orange. And also Vanessa Feltz.
Oh, wow.
I know. And her husband off of Hey, What's Wrong With You?
Yep.
And also the guy, and someone will tell me his actual name, but he's the guy that was in the IT Crowd and was also in the main love interest guy, the Irish guy in Bridesmaids. Now, I went to a little restaurant which is right next to the cinema to get some food after, because it finished about 9.
Mm.
And then both Vanessa Feltz and the guy from Bridesmaids are in there, literally 2 tables away, not together, separately.
Did you get an autograph?
I didn't, no. I just sat there and kind of drank my drink and ate my food. What's that guy's name? Someone will text it in a minute. But more people were going up to Vanessa for a photo than the guy from Bridesmaids. He's in a massive Hollywood film. Chris O'Dowd.
Yes, I know.
Thank you, Wanda doesn't speak.
Right, okay.
It was also that thing where, you know, when it's a famous, and it was one of those restaurants where you're really close to the next table and you can actually hear everything they're talking about. And you feel bad, you feel kind of rude because you are, without meaning to, you are listening to every single word of their conversation.
Who do you mean? Vanessa Feltz and...
I was closer to Chris O'Dowd.
Oh.
But I kind of wanted to be closer to Vanessa just to see what she was saying.
What was she saying?
It was Chris O'Dowd I was closest to.
I'm more interested in Vanessa Feltz.
Well, that's what I said. I know. But Vanessa was a little bit too far away.
So
I was trying to lip read, but I wasn't getting anywhere.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can we spare a thought, everybody, please, for Kate, who is at uni in Exeter. She's at the Forum, and she's just a little bit disappointed with herself because she did get trapped in a revolving door earlier.
Hey?
How do you do that?
What?
I'm always scared of getting trapped in them, but it's never actually happened to me.
How do you get trapped?
Well, it's that thing of deciding when to jump out. It's like, oh, we're going around. We're going a bit fast. I'll try and jump out now. No, okay, let's go around again. Let's start out.
So she just got nervous?
Yeah, you do get the fear, because it's just knowing when to jump out. And obviously she completely misjudged it.
What?
And got stuck in the revolving door.
Is it a bit like people who get stuck round roundabouts, where they just go round and round?
Yeah.
Too scared to sort of get off?
Yeah, like that. Yeah, yeah. But we're just saying, right, I've heard this before. Are you, like you were saying about, it's against the law to go round the roundabouts more than...
Yeah. I'm sure I've heard this before, that if you go round a roundabout 5 times or more...
I think I've heard something about this.
You're breaking the law. I'm not sure on that.
But that's the most fun you can have while driving.
What do you mean?
Like, by going round a roundabout 4, 5, 6 times, am I actually breaking the law? It's something that... There's something in it. I've heard it before.
But you do this,
do you?
Yeah,
I spend entire Saturday afternoons driving around my favourite roundabout.
Do you?
And now you're telling me that I might actually be a criminal for it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We knew there was something in it. Dave in Milton Keynes, Joe in Portsmouth, Anne, who's a police officer, Dale and Stuart. Everyone's saying that it is illegal to go more than three times round a roundabout. And what we were saying earlier, I think, when I've made a wrong move or something and I'm going round the roundabout again, on the third time, I do get a feeling of like, not supposed to be doing this, am I?
Yeah. Someone's texted in saying they went around 14 times and was given a warning by a watching policeman.
Wow.
I mean, he's been pulled over for roundabouting.
Yes, it's a thing. Has anyone actually ever gone to prison for this, do you think?
for going round a roundabout more than three times.
But it does feel wrong. On the third one, you're like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. I need to get off this as soon as possible. I need to take a turn. Imagine there you are in the cell.
What are you here for?
I just went round a roundabout five times. Got 4 years.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some police officers are saying it's not. You might just get, like, a warning.
Yeah.
Robin Somerset points out, Chevy Chase in National Lampoon's European Vacation went round that roundabout all day. He did. And will probably be arrested immediately if he ever comes back into the country.
Yeah, Interpol.
Yeah. It'll become a police matter. Someone's just said on text that in LA, you can't drive while wearing a dressing gown. Another one of my favourite things to do.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Angus.
Hello.
What's going on?
Well, I was just walking along the pavement and I saw a banana skin and I wondered, are they that slippery? So I trod on it to see if it was. And it was. And I went A over T right in front of a queue of school kids and they laughed out loud. It was quite a huge laugh, actually.
Right, hang on. So you just see a random banana skin lying on the floor?
Yeah, it was there, nice and flat. It had obviously been walked over a few times.
And you think to yourself, I've seen this on TV, but does it actually happen in real life?
Yeah, exactly. You sort of wonder, is it real or is it made up?
So you approach the banana skin?
Well, it was on my route. It was there. It was inviting.
And then you think, all right, I'm going to give it a go. Is it slippery or not?
I trodden it and it just went.
I thought it was just a myth. I thought this was like Mario Kart and old school cartoons.
Well, forget that. Mythbreakers or Mythbusters. We're on it.
But I tried this one.
You've tried it as well?
Yeah, I just wanted to test out the theory. I went on a banana skin and if anything, it gave me more grip.
It was black. It's very black skin, so it's obviously quite a ripe banana. It had been.
Right.
Maybe that's what it is. It needs to be ripe.
Do you feel better now that you've tried it, Angus, and it worked for you?
Yeah, I feel like I've achieved something today.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
We were going to do this on the show at some point,
yeah,
weren't we?
It's good science.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Right, well, thanks for that info and knowledge.
My pleasure. Love the show.
Love you, bye.
Cheers, love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ryan in Canterbury missed Gatis on the show, the Latvian comedian, yesterday. But it says his laugh is amazing. He loved him in Britain's Got Talent and definitely thinks we should take him to Edinburgh this year. He could be the star of the show at the Edinburgh Festival.
Do you think?
Well, I think now what happens with Britain's Got Talent is once you don't get through, they're like, yep, bye. So I think we just...
Should we own him? I think take him under our wing?
We own you now, Gatis. I really like the idea of it because his jokes are rubbish, but I find him hilarious. I think he's so bad, he's brilliant.
He just wants to make people laugh. That's what he was saying to me yesterday when he was leaving.
Yeah.
And he does. That's the thing about him, he does.
And he did seem very keen about working with us again.
Yeah.
Very keen. So watch this space. Can't promise you anything, Gatis, if you're listening, but I think you are hilarious. Kay from Southend has been on. My twin sister slipped on a banana skin on our way home from school. I've never laughed so hard in my life. It is funny, isn't it? Because it is a cartoon thing.
You can't. That's a bit harsh.
I know. But it is funny. I hope she's okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm hearing that they're about to open a One Direction shop in Melbourne, in Australia.
Really?
You know you've made it when you've got an actual shop, don't you?
What are they selling?
Properly famous. I imagine they're selling... Well, presumably you can buy every colour of chinos ever made.
I mean, what kind of shop is it? I mean,
Probably their songs you can buy, like their albums.
I think it'd be better if they opened a butcher's or something like that.
Why?
I don't know. Just lend their name to something a bit different. I mean, I imagine what they're selling
in this... One Direction, the butchers.
What they're selling in this shop is probably autobiographies,
yeah,
and
books,
pencil cases.
You can probably get pencil cases. You can get those dolls, which are so lifelike.
But I think a One Direction fishmongers or something like that would be...
A fishmongers?
I don't really know why.
Monger?
I think it's a bit more interesting. Like,
because Paris Hilton's got a shop in Dubai, I saw that.
And what's she selling?
Just, like, perfumes and stuff. Is there a One Direction scent? Yeah, there must be. If not, it's going to happen soon, isn't it? You can smell like all five of them. And then there's the Celine Dion shop, which I've been to a couple of times.
And what's she selling?
I picked up a Celine Dion tea towel when I was in there in Las Vegas.
Right.
But you can pretty much get anything with Celine Dion's face on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, the One Direction shop's already open because Adam in Birmingham's been in it when he went to Australia. I like the idea that the your idea that the One Direction shop doesn't sell merchandise like you would presume it would, but just sells meat.
Yeah, they should specialise in something. Like, it'll be a different market. If they're going to take over the world, this will give them a different market.
Chris, during that song, has actually been working out a business plan for the One Direction butcher.
Louis Lamb Chops.
Yep.
Zane Zebra, that's all I got for that. Can't think. Harry Sausage.
Yeah.
And Brian's Beef.
Who's Brian?
Isn't that one? He's not in One Direction. No, I've got that wrong then, haven't I?
We may have just hinted to you off air that there was a Brian in One Direction.
Oh, right, okay.
But there isn't.
Okay.
So what were the options again? Zane Zebra?
Zebra, Louis Lamb Chops.
And?
Harry Sausage.
And?
All I could get for Niall was Nut Roast.
Right. For the veggies?
For the, yeah, I suppose veggie option, isn't
it? And what was the other one?
Brian's Beef. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
What's the problem, Chris?
I've just got this really weird situation going on with my news agent, who's down my road.
Your news agent?
Yeah. I mean, it's a new girl who works there. She's lovely and everything.
Let me just find some music to go with this. I have to say, this is very exciting news.
Why?
When did you start, you know, seeing her?
Properly, for last couple of... I mean, going to the news agents, last couple of months or so. I've never really noticed her before.
Oh, I thought you meant that you were, you know...
No, not at all, no, we're not...
Would
no.
you like to?
Well, no, no, nothing like that. But she's lovely and everything.
How lovely?
Well, nice for a news agent.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, what do you want me to say? I go in, like, I buy a magazine.
Because normally they're horrible, aren't they? Always on the phone.
Oh, no, this one isn't. To her credit, she's very rarely on the phone, actually.
So tell me a bit more about her.
Well, it's just weird whenever I go in. And I've been going in a lot lately, because she's just down the road.
Yes.
Well, no, not like that. Uh-huh. And whenever...
What are you buying or pretending to buy?
Just magazines.
Oh.
No, not like that either.
This is going well, this chat.
That wouldn't be right with her.
Uh-huh.
And I go in and I buy stuff, and then as I'm leaving, she's always like, see you next time, honey pie. I just find it a bit weird.
And do you call her a pet name back?
No, and I don't know why she's given me a pet name, because I don't think it feels right. I'm
is
just
it
buying
every
stuff.
Time?
Yeah, it is, actually. Pretty much the last few times I've been there, it's been... Honey pie. See you later, honey pie.
Or that's £2.99?
Yeah.
Honey pie.
10 pence change, honey pie.
How old is this girl?
Oh, about 40, I imagine. It's hard to put an age on it.
It?
Well, I mean... Oh, this is all going wrong. I'm really concerned, because I've been in before and there's been Radio 1 on.
Oh.
So I think we should be a bit more anonymous.
Hello, if you're listening, honey pie.
No. And I don't know if she just calls me it, or if she calls other people it.
I think it's nice.
Really?
Yeah, I think you should take it as a compliment.
Anyway, I just don't think it's sort of appropriate, given that I'm, I suppose, a client, aren't I? I go in now, I buy my magazine. It doesn't seem professional that she's calling me honey pie.
You think she's crossing the border there, crossing the boundary?
Well, I think so, yeah.
I would quite like it.
Well,
I think most blokes would take that as a big compliment.
Really? Honey pie?
No, I think you'll find that most blokes like compliments.
Really?
In fact, you're probably the only person I know that gets really weirded out just because someone calls you a name in a newsagent.
I just think it's almost a bit sexist.
How is that sexist?
Well, it's sort of, I don't know, treating me like a bit of meat. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't get away with saying that.
You're like that woman off the Daily Mail. What's her name?
Oh, the
Samantha Brick.
Yeah,
the Brick.
That's the one.
Le Brick. That's you. People just find me attractive. What can I do?
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all.
Everywhere I go, I just get called names.
I couldn't get away with calling someone honey pie. Do you know what I mean? It would be seen to be a bit sexist.
I think you're wrong. I think everyone likes being called something nice.
Well, I don't.
I'll prove it to you now, right?
How are you going to do that?
I'll call one of my friends, and I will... prove to you, let me get my phone, that people do like being called nice names like that.
Right, okay.
I'm just going to call one of my mates, all right? Hang on.
Hello?
Hi, Gary, it's Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Have you got Gemma's number? Because I've lost it.
Yeah, I think so.
Can you send it to me?
Yeah, sure.
All right, thanks, Sugar Lips.
All right, bye.
Bye. You see? All fine.
He didn't sound weirded out by that, did he?
Not in any way, you see? I think, like I said, taking it far too seriously. I promise you, like call one of your mates.
Okay.
And, where's your phone?
Hang on.
Just give him a call.
Yeah.
Give him a nice compliment. I bet you, just like my friend Gary there, he won't be weirded out, whoever it is. All right, thanks, Sugar Lips.
All right, bye.
Bye. I just don't think they're going to like it,
to be
honest. I'm not sure my mates are going to be like your mates.
In what way?
I just...
You're saying I have kind of different friends to you?
No, I'm not.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying I don't think my mates are going to respond as well as yours.
I think we should find out. I don't think you know your mates as well as I know them.
What does that mean? I hope I do. All right, shall we try one?
Shall we? Listen to how well they take it. You'll be surprised. Right, so who are we calling?
That's my mate Broadley.
Broadley? Have I met him before?
I don't think you know him. I hope not.
He does look kind of familiar.
Oh, he goes to a uni up north, so...
Oh, that could be it. Right. Just putting you through a caller, so you know what to do. Just normal, quick conversation, and then just a lovely, lovely comment.
Hello?
Hi, mate, it's Chris.
How you doing?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, good chat.
You looking forward to tonight?
Yes, mate, definitely.
Have you got Chaz's number? I've lost it. Can you text me it? Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine, mate.
All right, I'll speak to you later, sexy legs. Yeah, if you just send me Charlie's number, is that all right, sexy legs?
Yes.
All right, then, bye.
Okay, bye.
What did you call him?
It just, first thing that came to my mind, oh, God.
You called him Sexy Legs. That's not Honey Pie.
I regret this immediately.
You've taken it too far. All right then, Sexy Legs.
Yeah, that's fine, mate.
All right, I'll speak to you later, Sexy Legs. Yeah, if you just send me Charlie's number, is that all right, Sexy Legs?
Yes.
All right then, bye.
Okay, bye.
I got that wrong, didn't I?
Yeah.
All right.
Really wrong.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Why, out of all the phrases that you could use, did you choose sexy legs?
I regret that now.
I really
don't know what happened.
I don't know why, but it crosses the line.
I just sort of panicked.
Sexy legs. Are you seeing this guy tonight?
Out in Beaconsfield, yeah.
Excellent. Good work.
Yeah, that's fine, mate.
All right, I'll speak to you later, sexy legs. Yeah, if you just send me Charlie's number, is that all right, sexy legs?
Yes.
Nice. All right, then, bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, the awkwardness of it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Off to entertain some students in Hertfordshire tonight at the Forum in Hatfield. All goes on there. They're doing that thing where it's like, wear shorts and shades because it's a beach party. It's like, no, it's still freezing.
No, they're good fun. I like them.
But the DJ shouldn't turn up in shorts.
You've got to do, like, Hasselhoff.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah.
And I'll have to play Baywatch.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable DJing in shorts. I just don't.
Or swimwear. You should do swimwear.
I just
get,
don't
like, a
do...
massive rubber ring.
I don't do, I don't do fancy dress, generally. I just find it's not for me.
That's so true. I've never seen you do any...
No. I never get involved.
We've never done it on a night out.
Do you do fancy dress?
Of course.
No, that's just not for me. You either are or you're really not, and I'm really not, sadly.
Right.
The only time I ever dressed up recently was one when we had the party where I dressed as Susan Boyle, and that just involved me wearing like a massive dress.
I'm your friend. I wasn't invited to this.
Oops. And then the other time was when, that's why I've still got the wolf head in my... bedroom.
Susan Boyle?
Wardrobe. No. But the other time was when I dressed up as the wolf off of Little Red Riding Hood. You know, you were at that one.
No, why? Where are you going with these parties? I've never been to them.
That was in my house. You know where you've got like the granny kind of nightie on and then the wolf head. And sometimes I still like to use it by just peering out of my bedroom window.
But what was the...
what was passers
the
by.
But what was the theme? I mean, that's not beachwear.
I think that was maybe some kind of Halloween deal.
Oh.
but I'm not bringing out the shorts tonight. Sorry, Hatfield.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Last chance to get some points in your life this week.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's a simple guessing game that we call Oh, What's Occurring. The second round of this is going to be epic, and that's coming up in just a few minutes. Hi, Greg James.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Smells down here today.
Of?
Well,
that's
you
a bit
must
rude.
Know. Not in here, out in the corridor. Of farts, if you must know.
Yes, there is. Someone seems to have opened a jar of farts right out there. And
my money's on Christina Perry.
Probably. It's always her. You all right, though?
Maybe it's Wolfgang Fartner.
Possibly. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Good, good, good. Got feet up Friday today.
Oh, yes. I've just seen some of your very attractive listeners in Radio 1 reception.
Are they attractive today?
Yes, they are.
Oh, good.
And now this.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know that Alicia Dixon?
Oh, yeah.
Off the telly. She's on Britain's Got Talent now. She likes a laugh, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she loves a laugh. She was on Chris Moore's show this morning, laughing away. It's a simple question. How long in the whole interview was Alicia just laughing for?
Her laugh sets me off.
I know.
It's like Louis Spence.
Cracking noise.
I would say, in total, what you've put all the laughs together.
In total.
Oh, God.
From the whole interview.
I would say, I'm going to say 2 minutes 20.
Greg thinks that there is 2 minutes 20 of just laughing from Alicia Dixon.
She was in for a while, though, weren't she? I'm going to go 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yeah.
20. I don't think it's 20.
How near do you have to be? 20 seconds or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Let's find out.
Ow! What's occurring?
Here's Alicia Dixon from the Chris Moyle Show laughing a lot.
Alicia Dixon, she is here. Oh, Alicia Dixon's here. Yeah, but
still going.
Come on.
Make it stop.
All right, link overboard now.
Interview terminated at 8:47.
Wow. Actual answer, how long did she spend laughing? 4 minutes 38.
Whoa.
But we actually had to shorten that. So that was just a shortened version. In fact, it was double that length.
8 minutes.
Just the laughing. So nobody gets any points there. No one was anywhere near, I'm afraid.
It's not clapping as well, isn't it? Like a seal.
More Oh, What's Occurring next.
Ow! What's Occurring?
Okay, it's your final chance to win Scott Mills points this week on Oh, What's Occurring Round 2. Now, this game is called Scott's Special Sample.
Oh, what?
And here's how it works.
No, please don't be called that.
So, Chris and Greg, what we're going to do is you will both be blindfolded. So if you could just put those on now for me. Some scarves.
What's the game called?
Scott's Special Sample. So just put the blindfolds on, please. Chunky scarves. Chunky knit.
Who's are these?
I don't know. We just acquired them from upstairs.
Oh, I don't like this already.
Okay, so the blindfolds are on. Greg, how many fingers am I holding up?
No idea.
Chris, how many fingers am I holding up?
I don't know.
I'm not holding any up. Ah! Oh, no, I've got...
You got me.
Yeah. I've got four cups of liquid here.
I just headbutted the mic. Ouch.
Each one is different. Four cups of liquid. You both take turns to try one of the liquids. Have a drink. You then have to try and guess what it is that you've just drank.
Well, this is not... I'm feeling really delicate today. Please.
Oh. Why? What happened?
Just feel a bit funny.
It's quite simple, this game. Except that one of the drinks, just one of them, is my special sample. I can promise you it's fresh. I've just filled the cup myself. It's warm, but super fresh.
Please,
is it, are
stop.
We really doing this?
No. I am going to be sick. I feel a bit...
As added fun, we will find out which of you drinks Scott's special sample. So are you ready?
I think I might chunder.
It's okay. Blindfolds on. Blindfolds on.
Right, blindfolds right, are on.
It's blindfolds on.
So, Chris, you can go first. I want you to choose a number between 1 and 4. But do choose carefully.
I'm going to go 1.
You're going for cup number 1. Put the blindfold on, please.
Blindfold's on.
Right, okay. So, if we can hand him cup number 1, you are going to drink what is in here. But will it be Scott's special sample?
It smells disgusting.
Oh, don't.
Here for everyone at home, but not Chris or Greg. This is what Chris will be drinking. These two cannot hear this. Only you at home can hear.
Yogurt.
Now, I'll give you 10 Scott Mills points if you can guess whether or not Chris will be able to work out what he is drinking. Just for everyone at home, not these two.
Yogurt.
That's what it is. 10 Scott Mills points. Will Chris get it right? Yes or no? Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Take a sip and tell me what you think that is.
Right.
Do you think it's Scott's special sample?
Oh, no. God, please stop.
Oh.
I'm afraid I can't swallow that. It's very salty.
Oh.
What do you think it was?
I mean, I can't say.
Any idea?
And this is going to sound weird, but it was like a salty cream.
Right.
Like a yogurt or...
Chris, the answer was yogurt! That wasn't Scott's special sample. We added some salt.
That wasn't good.
Is that a relief for you now?
That's a massive relief, actually. Yeah.
So if you said Chris would guess it correctly, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Greg, it's your go. There are 3 cups left.
I don't want to play.
Choose your cup. One of them is Scott's special sample.
Has Chris got a blindfold on?
Yeah.
Yes. Promise you.
Oh.
2, 3, or 4 you've got left.
Oh, I feel really ill already. Is the bin nearby?
Bin is nearby.
Oh, please, can Becky come back soon?
I know. It's gone
exactly
wrong,
what
it?
I'm thinking.
It's gone really wrong.
I'll have number, 3, can I have?
Cup 3. Okay, Greg, you're going to drink out of cup 3. Tell me what you think's in here. Really? But will it be Scott's special sample? Here, for everyone at home,
I can't
but not
this.
Chris or Greg, this,
oh,
is, what,
oh my
this
God.
Is what Greg will be drinking.
Moroccan tagine soup.
I'm telling you, I feel so dodgy today.
Moroccan tagine soup.
Okay. So,
hang on.
Have a little sip. Off you go.
Blindfold on.
Oh, that is... What is this? This is the worst.
Go on.
Down it. Down it.
Go on. It's a little taste.
No. Oh. Go on.
Have you even had any yet?
Oh, my God.
What's that?
Hang on.
What is it?
You've
had your sip. Tell me what you think it is.
That is, what even is this?
What do you think?
I can't work out what it is.
What does it taste like?
I can't even work out what that is.
You're having some more of it. It can't be that bad.
I can't work out what it is. It's not as horrendous as I thought it would be.
Okay. Well, any guess?
It's like... I can't work out with like pesto or something.
The answer, Greg, was Moroccan tagine soup.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't Scott's special sample.
It wasn't.
That wasn't. Is that a relief to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not for me, because it means it's still out there.
Like the thing is, it smells... Because I know you, I dread to think what's in this.
Yeah.
So it's more in my mind than anything else.
If you said Greg wouldn't guess it correctly, which you didn't, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. That was Moroccan tagine soup. Okay, Chris, pressure's on. Only 2 cups left. It's a 50-50 chance now. Choose carefully. One of these is Scott's special sample. 2 or 4?
I'm going to go 4.
Okay, cup 4. Here for everyone at home, but not Chris or Greg, is what Chris is about to drink.
I don't want to play this.
Apple juice.
Where is it? Okay.
So I'll give you 10 Scott Mills points if you can guess whether or not Chris will be able to work out what he's drinking. 10 Scott Mills points. Will Chris get it right? Yes or no?
Apple juice.
It's warm.
It is warm. But as I said...
I'm not sure about this.
If that is it, then it's for super fresh. Okay, have a little sip. Go on. Go on. Go on.
Really?
Yes.
Go on.
It might be Scott's special sample. You never know. 50-50 chance. Have a little sip. Go
it
on.
Smells.
So have a sip. Drink it.
Oh.
What happened?
That better not have been.
What was it?
Was that what I think it is? Scott, if you've made me drink your wee, I'm gonna go.
What was it?
Was that your wee? Have I just drunk your wee? Have I drunk your wee? Oh, I'm not having this. Have I drunk your wee?
I've got one more cup.
I'm not.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm off, mate. If you've just made me drink. I'm off. No, I'm
not. Okay, that went wrong. Right, okay, Greg. Do you want to do the last one? It's cup 2.
Obviously not.
Go on.
No.
Go on, cup 2. Go on.
Well, was that genuinely. That wasn't, was it? It can't have been. Why are you not saying anything?
Right, go on. Get that down, yeah.
Oh.
Here for everyone at home is what Greg is about to drink. He can't hear this.
This is tea warm also. And Tabasco. Tea and Tabasco.
Go on, have a little drink. Go on. Go on, pigs. Go on. Do it for me. Go on.
Okay.
Where's Chris gone? What is it?
Hang
on. What is it?
Oh!
What is it?
It's like spicy wee.
Greg, that wasn't Scott's special sample. It was tea and Tabasco.
Yes!
So, if you said that... Greg wouldn't guess it correctly because he said spicy wee. Give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Oh. Where is Chris? Can we find him? You're on next, by the way. You can take the blindfold off. You didn't get the sample, so well done.
So what was the sample?
This is Rudimental.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Welcome back, Chris. Do you want to know what it is that you drank then?
What was it?
Apple juice.
All right.
Are you all right now?
I'm okay.
Feel
now.
Feel better?
Yeah.